Greetings. Nelson Olmsted here. Today I want to tell you about a mighty palace built of hay. First, here's Clint Gruber with a brief message from Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, let's join Nelson for a trip back in time in Washington's Yakima Valley.
The bright Yakima Valley sun beams down on the town of Mabton. It is early September in the year 1915, and the scene is one of gay colors and frantic activity. The town is getting ready for the annual fair. The carnies are setting up their rides and amusement booths. The townspeople hustle about tending to details and last-minute arrangements for a brand new project. In the center of the fairgrounds is a large cleared space, staked out and ready for some attraction which has not yet appeared. And then a man shouts, "There comes the first wagon. Where do you want it unloaded?"
"All right, beside those stakes. Tell the boys to be careful. Don't break those bales."
Well, throughout the entire day, wagon after wagon pulls up to the fairgrounds. Load after load of freight piles up, and the freight is always the same. Great bales of alfalfa hay. As the stack of baled hay mounts higher and spreads wider, a crew of men begin assembling a sort of structure with the bales. A curious onlooker, a stranger to Mabton, asks, "What's going on here, anyway? I've never seen so much hay in one place in all my life." "Oh, my friend, we're building a palace, a genuine palace, out of Mabton's biggest crop. Prime alfalfa hay. Farmers hereabouts have saved their best alfalfa all season so we can build the biggest hay palace in the world." Well, bale after bale, the structure took form. Roughly 300 feet square, it was as large as a city block, with walls two stories high. It had windows and doors, the battlements and turrets of an English castle, and it contained nearly 600 tons of Yakima Valley alfalfa, about 18,000 individual bales. When it was completed, one of the townspeople remarked proudly, "Oh, ain't she beautiful? Now, if that don't sell alfalfa, I'll eat a bale myself." Well, the palace housed the exhibits for the fair, but primarily, the great hay castle was erected to sell and promote Mabton's major cash crop, alfalfa. Every bale in the palace was selected by the area's hay growers as the pick of the crop, the absolute aristocracy of baled hay. No wonder the word got around the Northwest. On the last day of the fair, Mabton's spectacular hay palace was auctioned off, much to the delight of the buyers who purchased the best grade alfalfa that money could buy, and the sellers who received higher than normal prices for their produce. The first year of Mabton's Hay Palace Fair was enthusiastically pronounced a success, and for 3 years running, the Hay Palace was again erected in early September to provide both a conversation piece and a practical promotion device for Mabton's annual celebration. When America entered the First World War, the Mabton Hay Palace Fair became a thing of the past. But today, certain Yakima Valley citizens with long memories recall the festive early September events with a twinge of nostalgia, and will tell you, "Yep. The old hay palace was the biggest and best in the world. What's more, it showed the world that our Yakima Valley could stand up with any place when it comes to growing the biggest and the best crops."